Listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273, and it is time for Quest of Hinduism. Today's topic is Vedic. What is Vedic?
Yes, and you can call us 832-704-9273 and give your comments or your knowledge and whatever. What is Vedic? Vedic, what do you mean by Vedic? That's the first thing we want to know from you. So, our lines are open and you can call us the Veda. Veda. Vedic means it coming out of the Veda. And the Veda is the ancient knowledge for the humanity, not given by one person or one book or no. It is said, it is given by Lord Himself. So the name of the Veda is, because it's not from any person, it's called apaurusheya, not from any purush, apaurusheya. So that way it came into the meditation of the ancient Ved time sages, rishis and munis. So the rishis are the main people who got in their meditation the knowledge which was supposed to be given to Brahma at the beginning of this universe by Lord Himself. So Veda, from there, Brahma's, he has to protect and take care of the Vedas. That's his Brahma's, that is a main responsibility, and many stories or events we have read in the Purana that Vedas are stolen by the Asuras or the people who are not the real believers of Veda. So Veda is a Paurusheya. A Paurusheya means it comes out of the heart and the minds of the meditator, and then he has his school, he has his thoughts, his gurukul, where the students, disciples come to these rishis and they learn this knowledge, the Veda, from his guru or the rishi. There were no printed books, not written anything. So the guru was talked to them, and that way it was preserved by the disciples. And the disciples listened to that, and they also don't forget. So the Veda is Apaurusheya Veda. The other name of Veda is Shruti. It's a heard. It's not written or read or anything. It is heard from the guru to the disciple. That is called Shruti. And Veda is main knowledge, main scripture of the humanity. It's not only for Hindus. The real thing, the real purpose of the Veda is to live happily, enjoy this planet, and try to, you know, fulfill the body's main function or the body's main purpose. That is a knowledge from Veda. How to go back, how to go back to Godhead, that is a liberation. So the Veda teaches all the way up to the liberation of one soul. Right, Vishvesh?
Yes, that is correct. And as just you said that, you know, Veda is not really created by someone, but it has been, came from within. Like all saints and everyone, you know, they meditate and they, I think, you know, they described about the world, describe about the creation of the God. And this Veda is nothing but, you know, this teaching us the way of living our life from the time we come on the earth and up till we go to, as you said, the liberation. So Veda is from something that, you know, inside that has been created by itself. And that's what the Veda, based on the Veda, you know, the whole world is going on right now. And if you talk about our Hinduism, you know, all these religious activities and everything, they are putting more emphasis on Vedas, that, you know, those Vedic karma, which, you know, actual, you know, karma, actual, the activity of the Hinduism.
Vishvesh, one thing, we should say the word Veda.
Veda, that is correct.
Not Veda. Let us not make it westernized.
Right. Just trying to, you know, explain the today's youngsters, you know, that the better they understand, you know.
we can teach them the right pronunciation also.
True.
Okay, yes. What more?
So the Veda, we are by habit recently, yeah, since we came here, it happens that way. What is the cosmos? What is made out of it? And Vedant teaches us that cosmos is made of Prakriti, the eternal undifferentiated stuff of mind and matter. Prakriti is defined as power or effect of Brahman, in the sense that heat is a power or effect of fire, just as heat cannot exist apart from fire which causes it. So the Prakriti could not exist apart from Brahman or the Brahma. The two are eternally inseparable. The matter puts forth and the cause is the former. So this is one of the things that lot of people were confused about, Prakriti and Purush, or the Brahma, and this is very well defined in Vedant philosophy, and a lot of people now realize that it's inseparable, and one is the effect of the other, as we earlier discussed. And this also comes in the yogas, which is one of the six philosophy of the Vedanta.
Vedanta, that is a part of Veda. And there is other name of Vedanta. What is that? Vedant is Upanishad. Upanishad has the other name of Vedanta because out of these four parts, Vedanta is the final or the last part of the Veda. Sanhita, Brahman, what is the third one, Vishwesh? And Vedanta is the last one. Upanishad is the last one.
It's not coming in my mind. There is some.
But Vedanta is Upanishad, and Upanishad is talking of the Brahma, Brahma Jnana, Brahma Vidya. That is all in the Upanishad or Vedanta. And Kantibai, you are right. There are main three elements, Prakriti, Purush, and Paramatma. They are eternal. That will never be destroyed or lost. Prakriti is also the true energy of Parabrahma or Paramatma. So, in the Prakriti, according to the Vedanta and Veda, the Purush or the souls are put there. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the father of all these seeds. I give it to this Prakriti. Prakriti is ready for the Atmas or Purush.
Purush.
And Lord Krishna says that I am the Bijaprada Pita, 7th chapter. So, that way, Lord Krishna or Lord Narayana starts this with his great energy and the power, which is called like a Maya. Ghatita aghatita samarthya. That is the power of Parabrahma, which we cannot even think and magnitude of that. But the whole universe is created by that entity, personality. And that whole knowledge is in Veda. And that Veda we have to understand today in the right perspective, not with all other what is going on right now, with the different ideas and ideals and sampradayas and cults. And so go to the roots, and the root is nothing but Veda. Veda. So that way,
this knowingly or unknowingly, all this Vedic philosophy we practice in our daily life, in Hindu's life. In India, if you look at it, we worship rivers, we worship earth, all these things. And earlier we said Prakriti. This is part of the Prakriti, as we know, which is inseparable from the Brahman. Mm-hmm. And we all... You know, if you go to even common person, the lowest one who never went to school, never studied anything, he still practices that. He believes the earth is my mother or the river is my mother.
We always used to, pray Prakriti, always.
Yes, respect. That's the way Veda did that.
Did that, correct.
In the Vedas, the names of the gods and deities are like a different, entities and the rivers and Varun and Prajapati and Indra and all different kind of deities names given.
Right.
But the Veda, in the true knowledge, this Prajapati and Indra and Varun and all other deities are nothing but the Lord Himself.
Right. There's a different form, but we perceive, but it's the, in essence, it's the
in the personal forms of the Parabrahma, when there is the creation of this whole universe, Parabrahma does it definitely himself by being the internal Antaryami Swarup. But there are different forms and names because it's in the Saguna Sakara Brahma. It's called that way. And so we see that so many, beliefs, ideas, ideals, worshipping. And so that way today in the 21st century is so much about these different cults, sampradayas, names, books. That way the Veda is, to me, it's like a forgotten.
Right, but it apparently looks that way. We're worshipping all different forms and sometimes it's misunderstood that it's different God. In essence, it's not the different God they worship. It's essentially
true.
The same one, Parabrahma, but it comes in different forms.
Yeah, just different form, the way they, did their activity, the way they did their job. Based on that, we know them, just like, our mother. There is one lady, but that lady known in a different form. Like, I'm telling her mom, my dad telling him a wife, her mom telling her a daughter. So it's like that, one person in a different form, people knows them differently. And, whatever worshipping, as you said, worshipping we are doing, we are worshipping a river, mountains and all that. It has all scientific reason behind it and all has been described in our Veda. Our Vedic knowledge is such a strong that, it telling everything why to do this and why we are, what is the reason we are doing this.
Well, in another way to put it is through the Prakriti we reach the
Brahma.
Yeah, but that's why the Prakriti is created by Lord himself,
himself.
The beginning.
It's a
beginning.
Blessing from Lord for us to
yes.
go there.
That's
but
what he's saying.
Unfortunately, the main concept has been kind of erased.
It's kind of forgotten.
Hard to grasp that concept that this is what actual thing is.
But
nobody
Veda, we talk so much about it, but it's very easy.
Yeah.
To know that knowledge by only one given by Lord Krishna. 700 shlokas, Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Srimad Bhagavad Gita is nothing but the extract of all the Upanishads. The whole Brahma Vidya is taught in Srimad Bhagavad Gita in only 700 shlokas. So, forget about Veda. Just study Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and there is this Veda and the Vedic knowledge all in there.
Right, so the Bhagavad Gita is a summary of all Vedas. Otherwise, we're gonna the Veda has lots of shlokas in it. If you read all of them, but the Bhagavad Gita is a kind of a summary that explains very easily that even a common man can understand easily. That
even,
is the Bhagavad Gita.
Even in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Lord Krishna says that in the Veda, there are so many different things going on. They are talking about the different yajna sacrifices to get different kind of the fruits out of those. He said to Arjun, and through Arjun, Lord Krishna tells us that forget about all these sacrifices and the fruits out of this yajna, you get this and you get that. No. Whichever is applicable and you feel that is most important, you just take it.
Take it, correct.
And let the others let go. So that is a kind of knowledge we have to cultivate and follow. That is Vedic following.
Followings.
Not the Vedic name given and then you start doing whatever you want to do. That's not Vedic. Thank you.
namah samasta bhutanam adi bhutaya bhutkrite ane Vishnave Prabha Vishnave Aneka Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Prabha Vishnave Aneka Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Prabha Vishnave
You're listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We're on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone number is 832-704-9273, and this is our segment for Young Hindu Voice. And Vishwesh, go ahead.
We were just talking about the Ved and with knowledge from the Ved and everything. You know, everybody is questioning about Ved and today's scenario that you guys are believing on this and that and all that. But, you know, whenever the science comes in practice, they sometimes question, that sometimes contradict the Ved thing, that this is not correct, this is just your blind beliefs and all that. But, you know, time by time when they do research, they come to know, actually it is not research, it is a research from scientists, but this same thing has been found by our saint thousand and thousand years ago. And that is called search. That is why whenever the scientists find something, it is called research, not search. So they are trying to confirm that this is a correct thing. And there are a lot of things, you know, they found that, yes, Hindu Ved is saying 100% true. But only thing is we need to research on that. I'm looking at one of the articles saying scientific verification of Vedic knowledge. It says that a vast number of statements and materials presented in the ancient Vedic literatures can be shown to agree with modern scientific finding, and they also reveal a highly developed scientific content in this literature. The great cultural wealth of this knowledge is highly relevant in the modern world. Techniques used to show this agreement include marine archaeology of underwater, such as Dwarka, satellite imagery of Indus and Saraswat river system, carbon and thermoloxan dating of archaeological artificial, scientific verification of scriptural statement, linguistic analysis of scripts found and on archaeological affixes, a study of a culture. So a lot of these things that we are looking in our present life, that has been all in the Ved. In our, all our Ved is saying, you know, about presence of all these things.
Yeah, that is a part of the Prakriti. But Yogananda Paramahansa has said one word about the rishis. He said that that is a spiritual science, scientist. Spiritual scientist means in their inner search, meditation, they get to the truth or ultimate truth of the life. So that is the purpose of Veda. Yes, the purpose of this body is to enjoy what we have got through this Panchamahabhut Prakriti. Everything is for the souls to enjoy. But at the same time, be the spiritually advancement to get into. And spiritually advancement is the purpose of this body taken by any soul. So that way, the Veda says that yes, it's a way of life, means you can live on this earth right now, planet earth, with the three dimensions, we can live on this earth and enjoy the Prakriti created by the Lord for the souls or the Purush, and know the real purpose of the body to liberate from this sansara, shambham bhonam of the sansaram. That is the purpose of this life and Veda's teaching also. So that is Vedic.
Na 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 जय शारदा भवानी भारती विद्यादानी महाभाग्यवानी तेरे धाम जय शारदा भवानी जय शारदा सुर नर तन सैन तेरी अस्तुत कालो सप्त सुर तीन ग्राम राग रंग ले अक्षर आवे जय Da ba ga ma ni da ma ga ga ma da ni da ni da ba ga ma ga da da ya sa da ba ga ma ga da da ba ga ma ni da ma ga ga ma da ni da ni da ba ga ma ni da ma ga da da ya sa
da da ni da ga da ba ga ma da ni da 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 ma ga ma re da da ya da bhavani bharati bharati jay sharda jay sharda bhavani vidya dani mahava चादर ओढ़
राम चरण सुखदाई राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन 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 राम चरण सुखदाई
The Hindus have received the religion through revelation, which is the Ved. They hold the Ved are without. They hold that the Ved are without beginning and without end. It may sound ludicrous to this audience. How a book can be without beginning or end? But by the Ved, no books are meant. They mean the accumulated treasury of spiritual laws discovered by different persons in different times. Just as the law of gravitation existed before its discovery and would exist if all humanity forget it, so is it with the law that govern the spiritual relations between soul and soul and between individual spirits and the father of all spirits were there before their discovery and would remain even if we forgot them. The discoverers of these laws are called rishis, and we honor them as perfected beings. I am glad to tell that this audience that some of the very greatest of them were women. Here it may be said that the laws as laws may be the without end, but they must have had beginning. The Vedas teaches us that creation is without beginning or end. Science is said to have proved that the sum total of cosmic energy is always the same. Then if there was a time when nothing existed, where was all this manifested energy? Some says it was in a potential form in God. In that case, God is sometimes potential and sometimes kinetic, which would make him mutable. Everything mutable is a compound, and everything compound must undergo that change which is called destruction. So God would die, which is absurd. Therefore, there never was time when there was no creation.
केवट धोई लीने तब हरि नाव चढ़ाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन राम चरण सोई चरण के वट धोई लीने
बड़ा सुंदर प्रसंग है भगवान राम जानकी जी और लक्ष्मण वनवास के लिए गए रास्ते में नदी पार करनी थी केवट पहले से ही अपनी नाव लिए खड़ा था उसे मालूम था आज प्रभु आ रहे हैं आज सेवा का अवसर मिलेगा और मेरे जन्म जन्म के पाप धुल जाएंगे प्रभु पहुंचे केवट ने स्वागत किया प्रभु ने कहा केवट हम लोगों को उस पार उतार दो केवट ने कहा प्रभु आपका सेवक हूं जैसा आप कहेंगे वैसा ही होगा लेकिन एक छोटी सी शर्त है मेरी। प्रभु ने कहा क्या शर्त है? केवट बोला प्रभु पहले अनुमति दें कि मैं आपके चरण पखार लूं। मैंने सुना है आपके चरण किसी पत्थर को लग गए थे तो पत्थर ने नारी का रूप ले लिया था। प्रभु मैं बड़ा गरीब आदमी हूं, मेरे पास एक ही नाव है बस, और वो भी मेरी जीविका का सहारा है। इसको कुछ हो गया तो बड़ी मुश्किल हो जाएगी। प्रभु मन ही मन मुस्कुराए, समझ गए केवट क्या चाहता है, अनुमति दी। केवट ने प्रभु के चरण पखारे, चरणामृत पिया और ले चला उस पार।
राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन, राम चरण सुखदाई भज मन, राम चरण सुखदाई।
उतार दिया
So today's thought was Ved, and Ved is a part of our life. This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 or 832-398-5410 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage, and a big thanks to you all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 version, or log into tunein.com or download application on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by the grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And now it's a Mangalam time. Mangal for the whole universe.
Shubha Mangala Ho, Shubha Mangala Ho. मंगल हो शुभ हो।